Are you there?
Yes.
All right, well, the boys will see you later.
All right, well. I'm worried about you.
Why? I mean... Yeah, kind of rough with nothing and, you know, living in one room with two little children and no job and no money and nowhere to live. It's definitely the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And just so you know, I'm not on pain meds anymore. So that's not an issue. Just really overwhelmed and stressed out.
I've never done anything to you, and you know that.
I'm not afraid that you would hit me, and I never said that you did.
You said that I punched my son in the face.
No, I didn't say that.
You told the detective that. He asked me, did I punch my son in the face?
Well, he asked you that, but that's not what I told them. That is not what I told them. I know you probably hate me.
No.
And
no.
I wouldn't blame you. I just didn't.
Chris, Raya, you know I've never hit that boy. Except for his butt. So all this stuff is... You overreacted. I've never hurt my child. And you're hypocritical, Raya, because you've choked the boy. And I can't believe you're going to put all this stuff on me and you've choked him. You've choked your son. How can you be so hypocritical? Did I make some report on you? I could have had you arrested that night. I watched you choke my son. And then I spank him on the butt. You do some whatever you did with him. I've never hurt my son. Never.
Hey, well, I hope you don't hate me. I just miss you, okay?
I don't hate you.
I don't want to argue about this stuff. It's over. It's too late now. We're freaking in court, whatever. I just want you to help us. I just want this to be over, and I just want you to help us. Because we need you. We don't have anybody. Out of our control of what's going to happen at freaking court and everything. I don't even know. I know you're trying to take him from me.
No, I'm not. I just want to raise my son.
You asked for sole custody.
Okay, but that's just so that I can raise him, sweetie. That's not for you never to see your children. I'm the one able to take care of him.
The judge would actually let you take my kids away from their mom? I didn't even ask for that. I didn't even ask for any custody.
Sweetie, you were...
I didn't even petition it.
Chrissy, you've been getting high in front of the kids. You've been out of control, and you lay around, and you let them do whatever. I'm not taking them away from you. I want to be able to take care of my children. You could have been around, too. I'm not trying to take them away from you. I just know that I have the better position to raise them. And I know that you need help. Whenever you're depressed, you lay around, you don't get involved in their lives.
The only reason I'm depressed is because of freaking my lifestyle with you.
You want your own husband, that's what you wrote.
I want you.
No,
yeah, exactly.
No, you want, you want.
I deserve my own husband, but I can't, because you've never been my own. From the moment I met you, I've always been the mistress. I've always been the other woman, and she's always been your wife, and that's how it was. And I deserve my own husband.
Babe, you don't want me.
I want you. I don't want you as my own.
I already know you don't want me. You don't want
not
me.
Not for sure. No. Absolutely not.
You don't want me.
I want a husband that's on the same page. Just like I'm sure you want a wife that's on the same page. That has the same values and beliefs as you do. Right? Yeah. Wants the same things, goals for them, themselves and their children. We're not on that page. But even through everything, I freaking love you so much. Fucking killing me, excuse my language, that I haven't seen you in like a month, that I'm at the park with my children and their dad who's not here.
It's because you over-exaggerated this situation. You made me look like a monster. You told people I want to kill you for insurance money. I mean, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Would I ever do thing to my baby? Would I ever do anything to you? I freaking caressed your belly the night before you left me. I caressed your belly and cried and prayed for you. You made these people think that I'm trying to kill you. You tell them I beat my son with my fist. You make me look like a monster. Well, that's what he came at me at.
Well, that's
that was
it.
What
maybe
was in the report.
You, trying to get you whatever, but I didn't say that.
I spanked him on the butt, and I've only
and
done
that's
it.
What I said.
And I've only done it twice. And I spanked him on the butt for punching his neighbor in the face four times because he didn't get what he wanted. But you're going to sit here and make me look like a monster. But when you lose it, you're beating him with utensils. You're freaking choking him. And I covered you on that. But then on when I spank him on the butt, you make me sound like I beat him, you know, like he was almost dead. Then you got him saying that he's afraid of me. You know what? Jerry's not afraid.
Get him saying anything.
Chrissy, he was afraid of kitchen every time I opened the drawer. He's afraid of the kitchen things, thinking someone's going to pull out a kitchen spoon and beat the crap out of him. I sat there and told you, spank him on the butt, don't choke him. And I defended you and protected you. You could have gotten a lot of trouble for putting your freaking hands around a child's neck, for losing your cool. But that's abuse. And you want to sit here and judge me because I spanked his butt? That's wrong, babe. Now look, you don't like me, I get it. You don't like the fact I'm so into God, I'm so into my ministry, I get it. But I would never hurt you. I would never hurt my son, and you know that. And no matter what has happened in all this, I freaking love you. No matter what you put me through, you cost me $15,000 because I had to move out of that place. I gotta pay them $15,000. Who's gonna pay for that, Raya?
I'm living in a freaking shelter with cockroaches and two babies and one bedroom.
Well, babe, you wanted to leave. Look,
money.
Babe,
no freaking food. Nothing.
Babe,
we have nothing.
You left,
we
babe.
We don't even have a home. So how about that? Okay?
All right, well.
So at least you got $15,000 to pay for it. And you didn't have to leave. You chose to.
Babe, you called Child Protective Services. You were calling on me. Everything, they did their investigation, it's unfounded. I've been cleared of everything. So whoever did the calls, it's garbage. I would never hurt my son, and you know that. You know that. I would never abuse my son. Did I spank his butt? Yeah. But I would never abuse him, and I would never hurt you, and you know I wouldn't do it. Even in all this stuff that has happened, I'm not doing anything.
I just want
Raya, you don't want me, babe. You don't want me.
I want you.
No, you don't.
Myself.
No, you don't want me. You don't.
I want you to take care of us. I want you to come and see me. The boys. I'm in gym every other weekend. Gabrielle, I'm on the phone. Get on it yourself. You're a big boy. Yes, you can. Then go on the slide.
If no one's listening to you, then whose phone is this? This is not your phone.
I know. I went and bought one that's untraceable because I didn't want you to get me in trouble.
You stupid.
Because I was looking for a payphone all morning. Since like 8 o'clock this morning, I've been looking for a payphone. They don't exist anymore. And I didn't want to go into a freaking Subway or something like, can I use your phone again? So I just went and bought a trap phone so that it cannot be traced. So.
But what if my phone is tapped and I freaking get in trouble?
We both would.
Okay, well, I could get I could get arrested.
No, you couldn't. So could I. Why would your phone be tapped?
Because they've been on me.
I doubt it. You're paranoid. Okay, they can't tap your phone for a PSA. It's just a protection order. That's it. It's not a freaking... it's not. Okay?
You scare me.
I'm scared too. I don't know if I can trust you.
You scare me.
Listen, it's obvious that we love each other. We wouldn't even be going to these lengths to freaking talk. For me, anyways. It's obvious that I freaking miss you and I love you and I wish you were freaking with me right now, but because I'm literally putting myself. I could get arrested.
Raya, insurance money? I was going to kill you for insurance money? Are you kidding me? That's the best you could come up with?
No, you put that in your statement. You were like, oh, I tried to put life insurance on my family.
You like, wrote that. You wrote
and
that.
And he just asked me, did he have a gun? I said, yeah, he's got a gun. And then he freaking decided he wanted life insurance on everybody.
Raya, please. That was terrible. It's terrible that you made me look like that.
I'm the 28th. They want to know paternity. Are you the father? Yes, he's the father. I say he's the father. You say he's the father. He's on the freaking birth certificate. Okay, what's the next step? If me and you decide to say in court we want to work together and work something out, then we call our attorneys and they talk it out, and that's what we do.
But, babe, they need to have a room. I have a home where they can stay. I mean, they don't have to stay in a dang shelter.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let them be without me. Well, I can't live a day without my children.
Well, babe, I you don't want to live with me, so I got in one home. You don't want to be here. So I realize that.
Then you help me pay my rent. I'm getting a job. You help me pay my rent.
What job are you getting?
I mean, you're going to have to pay child support anyways. Regardless.
What job are you getting?
Huh? I don't know. I'm going to a freaking temp agency on Monday, and it's probably going to be either... driving a freaking FedEx truck or some kind of freaking manufacturing warehouse crap bullshit, excuse my language, but I'm not happy about it, okay? It's not what I want, but it's a job, and it's $12 an hour, and it's freaking 40 hours a week. My children will go to daycare, and hopefully I can get an apartment. I almost had an apartment, but they denied me because I have criminal freaking charges in my past. So on Monday, I see another place. It's called a homeless project, where people that are homeless can get an apartment for the first 6 months rent-free. Then after that, they pay 25% of rent. Then after that, 45% until the end of the 2 years, then you pay your full amount of rent. But I have a criminal background, and usually that makes you denied. They deny you. So all I can do is pray to God and be honest and hope that they make an exception. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck in a freaking shelter, this nasty freaking shelter with cockroaches.
Well, babe, don't let the children stay like that. I'm not going to keep them from you, but don't let them live like that. You need to stop letting them know that I'm a threat to my children. You know dang well I would never hurt my Brayden nor my JJ. I've only spanked his butt. I've never done anything to his face. What if I had done that? What if I had done that to you when you choked him? You had scratches all over this boy's neck and Grain Valley.
No,
but babe, stop it, babe, please, come on. I covered you. I protected you. You freaking threw me out in front of these Roman soldiers. They almost freaking put a bullet in my head because they thought I had a gun.
You do have a gun.
Oh my gosh, Raya.
What do you mean? You don't have a gun now?
Babe, you know what? You're good, but that's okay. You make me look like this monster. Nothing I can do.
Well, I'm not trying to make you look like
it's too late, babe. I look horrible. These guys think I walk around with my gun pointed at my wife. I want to kill my wife and I want to hurt my son. I mean, come on. Good God Almighty. No,
I don't think that. I don't think they think that.
No, they do.
No.
And you should have came to me and asked me about those, because you and I discussed his eye in the living room, and I'm like, what the crap is wrong with his eye? And I don't understand how you could freaking take this to the cops and say, I did it. That freaking hurts so bad. You told me, you said, you came to me while I was changing his diaper, you said, baby, I beat him really bad today. He was acting up, and I gave it to him. Right during bath time, you said, I gave it to him. And I saw those freaking welches on his butt. And you know what? I said, babe,
no.
Babe, come on. You know, Ryan,
no.
That's cool.
No.
That's all right.
My keys. We got to watch Brayden. All right, well, go see you tonight at 5. I guess if your phone's dying.
All right. Are you trying to get me in trouble?
No. I've told you this 1,000 times.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
I swear before the Lord Jesus, my Savior, I am not trying to get you in trouble.
All right.
I want your help, okay? I need you. I need your help with my children, our children. We need you.
When does your lawyer get back in town?
Huh?
When does your lawyer get back in town?
I don't know. All I know is court's on the 28th for paternity. And that's pretty much, you say yes, you're the father, I say yes, you're the father, and that's it. Paternity's established. And then they're going to go to custody. And it's going to go to trial if we allow it. Unless we speak to our lawyers and say, we want to work this out.
Well, babe, at least let them come home while you get your crap together. Don't let them live like that. That just makes no sense.
No.
All right.
No. Because, second of all, here's the jealousy thing again. I'm not going to let some other woman raise my children because I know you aren't going to be there. She will be. And I am their mother, and I will take care of them. Whether it's in a freaking room or a dungeon or a box, I take care of my kids. Are you
going to
get me in trouble?
No, babe. I'm not.
Okay.
I kept you out of trouble for 5 years. I paid your lawyers. I went to your parole officers. I've been keeping you out of trouble for 5 years. So, yeah, for you to throw me and try and get me arrested wasn't cool.
I didn't try to get you arrested. I didn't want you to get arrested.
Well, when I watched you do something to my son, which scared the crap out of me, literally, when I saw you do what you did to JJ, it scared the crap out of me. I was nervous to keep him home alone with you, but did I call the police and have you arrested? Did I separate you from your children? I watched you choke him, and you know you did it. Did I freaking snap and like, oh my gosh, she's a danger, she's gonna kill my son because she cut off his air from his freaking nostrils? And I freaking said, oh my gosh, she's freaking out, she's losing it. And I was... I was freaking nervous to leave you home with him.
Put the stick down. Yeah.
I was nervous to leave you home with him, but...
Well, yeah, that's why you have your wife. She wants to.
Okay, look. Okay.
I had supervision. 24/7.
Okay, Chrissy, she was there as a help. She was there as a help to you because you were sad. Okay, I get it. But listen, mm-hmm. I did not get you in trouble. I covered you.
I covered you,
baby. So I just feel like you hate me. I feel like you hate me and all goes. I feel like you would do anything to take me down.
I don't hate you.
I can't tell.
I'm just angry that things ended up the way they did. And that we couldn't work together. You'll always be able to see your children. You're seeing them right now.
Yeah, and I got to pay $360.
The court is going to do what's in the best interest of the children.
$360.
The children is that the kids stay with their parents. Hey, leave it alone. Put it down. Leave it.
$360 I got to pay to see my children. A week. That's how much it costs me.
Well, if you're willing to work with me, we can work something out. Talk to your attorney, and I'll talk to mine.
Yeah, $8,000 later. Moving, $15,000. $23,000. Just whoop.
Hey, at least you got it like that.
Actually, I don't. You just swooped everything out from under me. I just wanted to get to Topeka and get the life going here. So, you know, well, you wouldn't have made it because you hate this life anyway. So you were going to leave me anyway, but you could have left me. But you could have left me on better terms than this BS story.
It wouldn't have happened.
Well, so then you had to make a bunch of crap up, make me look like a freaking monster. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about that. It happened. I don't care. The fact of the matter is...
Baby! Gabrielle, come here!
I'm just glad to hear your voice.
I just wish I could hold you.
No, you don't want me.
I wish I could touch you.
I've lost weight. You don't want me. I don't eat. I don't sleep.
See, there you go again with that freaking haul. I lost weight. That's really... I look like a freaking skeleton. I don't even have any tits, right?
I still think you're sexy.
I don't. Do you know how freaking? You don't even know. Like the other day when I thought I was gonna see you, I was just like so excited to just jump into your arms. And
I was scared. I thought you were gonna try and get me arrested.
And I freaking.
I was scared.
In there and you were gone. You weren't there. And
I was
I waited
scared
for like 20 minutes, and then I called you, and you weren't there, and I freaking just cried the whole way home, like. Oh my God, he's probably calling the police on me.
No, I didn't. I was scared that you were going to get me arrested. And even now, I'm still scared. I don't know what you're going to pull out of your hat.
What do you think of Braden's hair?
Man, I miss my boy's hair.
I was going to send them both in with a piece of gum, too. Like,
they're already begging for it, so I already knew you were doing it.
But you know what? You were right. I had to stop giving it to JJ because he got it all in his hair.
See, you don't listen.
He got it all over his cheek and in his ear. It was all in his hair because he kept playing with it and pulling it out of his mouth. Like, you're done. No more gum. But I had to cut Braden's hair. It was just too much for me because I'm really, really stressed. Like, you don't understand how stressed.
Yeah.
Like, I want... us to be a family. I understand it's not going to be easy.
Babe, the moment you meet somebody, you're gone, okay? So I don't want to talk about that. I've already accepted the fact that you're moving on, okay? It hurts. You have killed my soul.
You have a wife, okay?
Raya, babe.
You have another family. You have since I met you.
Babe, you can't
it's
cast...
the same pain.
Chrissy.
I agreed to it in the beginning, but I didn't... expect it to be so freaking painful.
Okay, so Chrissy, could you hold on a minute, babe?
If you
start something and you didn't know it was gonna be painful, can you not throw it on me so much, babe?
But I'm just saying, you're sitting here saying as soon as I find someone else, I'm gonna move on.
Babe.
Okay, but what if I find someone else? Right. Okay, maybe I do. Freaking years down the road, who knows what's gonna happen.
Babe.
But right now,
it's okay. It's all right.
I still never got to have you. I never got to have my husband.
Okay, well.
I never got to have you.
Well, baby,
ever.
Listen, baby. It was something.
I'm not blaming it on you.
Okay.
It was my choice, but I screwed up.
Okay, so could you say that? Could you say that and not the other stuff?
And I expressed it for 4 years.
Okay,
I couldn't handle it.
Okay, and I understand that. But don't
right.
make me look like a monster. Just tell the truth.
I do tell the truth.
Okay, well,
I went into this believing that he would leave.
Yeah, and then I isolate you and I got you locked up in a house. I mean, come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Okay, I guess that's
all
right. Alright, he's just jumping in chairs with all kinds of kids. There he goes. He loves little girls.
Uh-oh.
And Braden's gonna hit him with a stick. Nope, put the stick down. We're not gonna play sticks. Thank you. Careful. JJ likes little girls. He's always all sweet and lovable to them. Everywhere we go, he's like wants to pet them. Even in his karate cat class, there's a little girl there, mm-hmm. and he always is like trying to like pet her.
That's
and the
crazy.
Instructor's like, sir, keep your hands to yourself. It's so crazy to see Deborah actually have to stand still. Like, he has to stand up and keep his toes together and hands aside, and he has to say, yes, sir. And every time, like, you see Deborah, you know.
And you see a karate guy giving him strong commands, and that's simple, but when I give him a strong command, I mean.
No, I never minded you giving him strong commands. Ever.
That's all I did, because Jabril needs that, and you put him in a karate school, and now another guy's yelling at him, and you have no problem with
no,
it.
No, he doesn't yell at him.
Well, I don't yell at Jabril, but I give him strong commands.
And that was okay with me. I never said there was an issue with that.
Chrissy, both his parents.
What's my name?
I don't know. You don't want the name Raya, so I'm calling you what you want to be called, which is Chrissy. You don't want the name. I'm going to redo you back to who you want to be. I'm no longer, you left me, so you are your own person, Chrissy. But I'm going to say that Jabril was terrified of you and your freaking spoon. And
He's not terrified of me.
Chrissy, can I?
He's not terrified
of me either. Now, you've
okay,
made,
so
of course.
For 2 weeks, he's been telling me, I don't want to see daddy.
Okay, so why did he say, daddy, you got
to
come back and see me? I really, really miss you. Daddy, I've been missing you.
You know why? Because mommy's been saying, daddy loves you.
Oh, my gosh.
And he wants to see you.
You know what, babe? You've made me look like a monster to my son. But you know what? When they saw me, they gripped me. They almost popped my head off. So that's enough for me.
Because they miss you.
Okay, Chrissy, he did that every day I came from work. Both of them was on each leg.
I know.
So you can't say he's terrified of his dad. That's an exaggeration.
I'm just telling you what he said. Okay?
You can't listen to JJ because JJ says, mommy hits me. Mommy hit me. Mommy hit me in the face. He's been saying that. Every time he was going over to Saja's house, he's saying, mommy hit me with the stick. Mommy hit me in the face. We didn't go freaking calling the police on you when you were freaking out. And I mean, this is one-sided,
right.
Man.
It's not one-sided.
It is. You make me look like a terrible dad.
Be nice. Be nice. Okay? She's littler than her. Littler than you. Hey, come on. We're going to get going. Come on. Don't tell me no. Man, it's hot. Raven's climbing up to the top of the slot.